Carpe the diem. Seize the carp.
Seize the carp? What?
Ow!
Thank you. Welcome to the Bartender's Jukebox. I started off this pod with Tool's 10,000 Days. And how I first got introduced to that song, my stepbrother, he burned me a CD. And when the track came on, I just happened to be on my way home from work. And I used to work about 45 minutes away from where I live. And it was like a crazy-ass thunderstorm going that night. And just the way the music kind of almost collaborated with Mother Nature, it was pretty epic. So that's how I got introduced to 10,000 Days. But I'm going to introduce you guys right now to a band called Sunblind. If you haven't heard of them before, check it out. Check them out. Show them some love on Facebook, any other social medias you can find these guys. They're awesome. So I'm going to start this off here with their track, Porch Light.
Well, I woke up to the morning sky first. Baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. I'm headed to town, 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 in style. With all my favorite colors,
yes, sir.
All my favorite colors,
right.
My sisters and my brothers, see them like no other. All my favorite colors.
You guys heard Sunblind Porch Light, and that's off their self-titled LP. If you guys get the chance, check it out. You also heard the Black Pumas in there with Colors. Up next, I have R.L. Burnside, Going Down South. We'll be right back.
So you're hanging with another man. You gotta get more creative, girl. I ain't believing you. Stop trying, stop contemplating, girl. Nothing in this world's gonna make me break. It's gonna take much more to get me out your life. I ain't tiptoe time, I'ma tell you straight.
I'm going with you, babe.
Conversation, girl, it really don't matter, cause I'm not leaving you. So you're hanging with another man. You gotta get more creative, girl. I ain't believing you. Stop trying, stop contemplating, girl. Nothing in this world's gonna make me break. It's gonna take much more to get me out your life. I ain't tiptoe time, I'ma tell you straight.
I'd rather be dead.
For the
And now, a word from our sponsor. If you're looking for something along the artistic lines, Nelly's Artistic Creation is definitely something to check out. You can check out all her artwork on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I think she's on Twitter as well, YouTube, and you can also check out her website at Nelly's Artistic Creations at bigcartel.com. She has amazing mixed media art. She also runs workshops as well, so if you're feeling creative, you can also sign up for one of her workshops and maybe pick up a new skill or just have fun with it. Again, that's Nelly's Artistic Creations on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, all the fun social media sites. That last track you heard was by Mitchell Tenpenny. I kind of listen to everything, and I dig country as well. I know some people aren't a fan of country, but I really dig that song. I mean, it kind of speaks volumes about getting stuff done on your bucket list. So up next, I have an interview that was done with Bill Murray about 6-7 years ago. And you know what? I'm just going to let you guys listen to it. I think it's, for me personally, I really dig what he has to say. It's kind of like words of wisdom in a sense. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
So tell me what it is that you want that you don't have.
Well, I'd like to be more consistently here, you know? I'd like to really get on a, I'd like to just, and I know it's not probably ever maybe possible, but because it's so improbable and so impossible, I'd just like to really see how long I could last as being really here, you know, really in it, really alive in the moment, you know? And you see people, I like to live to be old, you know, so I think I have a chance. That'd be my only chance. It's like, you know, a golfer wants to shoot his age. I better live to be 100 because that's my only shot, right? So
that's one of my great dreams too. But go ahead. So you want?
So I'd like to just be more here all the time, and I'd like to see what I could get done, what I could do if I really didn't cloud myself with automatic. You know, if I were able to not get distracted, to not let the, to not change channels in my mind and body, you know. So I were just, you know, I'm my own channel, you know. I was just really here and always with you, you know. That you could look at me and go, okay, he's there, you know. There's someone there, and I could, you know, how it is when you look in the mirror, you don't think about it, but you look in the mirror and you go, oh, sure, there's that guy, you know, and you catch yourself like what you were, the state you were in when you looked in the mirror. You know, and then you can make a face and kind of toughen yourself up or handsome yourself up or whatever you do. But when you catch yourself in that mirror, you see the state you're in. You know, what, like, who are you? Happy? Are you sad? Are you confident? Are you rosy? Are you beleaguered? Are you here? You know, and most of the time you're not. You're just like, oh. It's almost like you want to look away because it's like, that's not me there. That's what I'm doing right now, but that's not necessarily me.
What's necessary for you to get there?
Well, it's all contained in your body, you know, everything you've got, you know, your mind, your spirit, your soul, your emotions, it's all contained in your body. All the prospects, all the chances you ever have. I keep thinking of this Clint Eastwood line, you kill a man, it's you kill every opportunity you ever had at the end of. Which movie that's from, but it's a good one.
It's a really good
that's
line.
A really good
you
line.
Kill every opportunity you ever had.
Every chance that guy ran.
You know, and I often think about lives and say what might have happened if that person had lived.
Right. Like we think about, I mean, Belushi. Yeah, exactly. Just a week ago, it was like, God, exactly. He's been dead as long as he's been alive now. He's been dead now as long as he was alive. And you think, that's a funny sand dial to put in front of yourself, you know, flip that thing over, and it's done. It's that wish to, you know, it's a wish, right? It's really a wish. So, you know, you gotta dream, not dream, but you gotta wish big. You gotta wish big. And I'd like to go I'd like to see what I could do. I got a sort of a drunken phone call from a friend of mine's sister, who I really like, and she's funny because she's really funny and she drinks a lot. She called me in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh boy. You know, you ever get someone call you if they're not at their best?
Yes.
But she was so charming, and she was so lovely, and she just kept saying, you have no idea how much you could do, Bill. You could do so much. And I've never had anyone talk like that. And it was funny because it was like a drinking phone call in the middle of the night. And I listened to her for 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes while I was, I was sound asleep. But it was really like it came from the other side. You know, it felt like it. It was sort of like a voice that was sort of intoxicated, or like one of the visionaries, a visionary speaking to you in the night, coming on in your dream. And I hope to remember that kind of thing. You just try to remember those things, that encouragement,
I suspect whatever she was saying to you, you knew it somewhere. You do know that inside of you.
Well, it resonated. It rang a bell inside of me, a bell that rings a lot that says, remember, Bill, come back. Remember. This is your life. This is the only one you got. As we always say to my one brother, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life.
Yes.
This is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life,
Bill Murray, I have so much respect for that guy. I've said stories in the past about different things that guy has done, like showing up to a frat party and ending up doing the dishes because he was a roadie for the band that night. He's just very down to earth and one of those guys that, like, seriously, I would want to fucking meet that guy. I can't say that enough. Dude, it just oozes coolness, in my opinion. Up next, I have Sunblind's track, Circle. And that is, like I said before, it's off their self-titled LP. Check those guys out. Show them some love on all social media platforms and all music outlets, too.
looking for an escape? Am I looking for you? Am I looking the other way?
First track you heard, that was Sunblind Circles, and then I played Miranda Lambert, Settling Down. I dig the vibe of that song. I mean, it's just me. I kind of like the way it flows and the catchy beat and stuff like that. Hope you guys dig that too. Later on in this program, actually probably the end of this podcast, which isn't just yet, I'll have more Sunblind for you. I hope you guys are enjoying them. Like I said, show those guys love. All the tracks I played so far are off their self-titled LP. And, share the love of music, guys.
Cause I want you, baby. Yeah, I want you, baby. I've been thinking about it all day, and I hope you feel the same way. Yeah. Cause I want you, baby. Yeah, I want you, baby. Slow, slow hands, like sweat dripping down my dead laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans in those slow hands. Slow hands. I just wanna take my I want you, baby, slow, slow hands, like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving you without you on me.
You guys just heard the Black Pumas, Fire. If you haven't heard those guys, check them out. I've been digging them lately. Catch myself at least playing them once a day. Like I said before, guys and gals out there, if you have any music you want me to put on the podcast, I will be more than happy to link up with me on social media or anything like that. Or you can get a hold of me here on the Anchor Podcast if you want to do a shout out or anything along those lines. There's the ability to do that too. So you can like say, hey, what's up, bartender, or whatever's going on. You can give a shout out to whoever you want to. You know, thanks again for being loyal listeners to the program. I greatly appreciate that. You have no idea. I do this as a hobby. So, you know, just to see that I'm getting listeners and stuff like that is to beyond joyous. I know you guys have probably heard the previous podcasts where I did some talking and stuff like that, and I figured out newer ways where I can do more stuff. So I hope you guys are enjoying the music format. So we're going to end this today, guys, with this next song by Sundline. It's called Letting Go. And like I said, it's off their self-titled LP, Show 'Em Some Love. So, on that note, like I always say, my friends, stay thirsty for music. Cheers.